Hi there. The word for you today is on living for others. In Galatians 5:13, Paul writes, "Through love, serve one another." Jacques Cousteau, the famous French explorer, said, and I quote, "If a man, for whatever reason, has opportunity to lead an extraordinary life, that man has no right to keep it to himself." Jesus lived that way. He said, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd gives his life for others, and in his case, the sheep. And to be like him, you've got to live for something greater than your own interests. In his book, Halftime, Changing Your Game Plan from Success to Significance, author Bob Buford says, and I quote, "The first half of life has to do with getting and gaining, learning and earning. The second half is more risky because it has to do with living beyond the immediate." By that he means living for a cause greater than yourself and for others beyond yourself. The great men and women in Scripture, you'll notice, weren't great because of what they earned or owned. They were great because they gave themselves to people and causes that lived beyond them. Their dream was to do something that benefited others. You know, only a rare minority of people are able to hold closely to their dream to make a difference and are willing to give up everything to make that dream come true. Of people like that, it'll never be said that when they died, it was as though they had never lived. Their dream lives on after them because they lived for others. And it was in living for others, not self, that they found their greatest joy and fulfillment. The poet wrote, "Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this my motto be, help me to live for others, that I may live for thee."